Imagine picking up your phone 40,000 times a year. That's not science fiction. It's your reality. While tech executives strictly limit their own children's screen time, they've engineered products that keep the rest of us perpetually tethered to our devices. This isn't accidental. Our Stone Age brains, exquisitely tuned through 200,000 years of evolution to detect change and respond to rewards, have met their match in modern technology. That rustling bush that might have signaled danger to our ancestors has been replaced by the ping of a notification, triggering the same ancient survival circuits. The mismatch between our evolutionary programming and digital environments creates a perfect storm for attention capture and addiction, what former Google ethicist Tristan Harris calls a race to the bottom of the brainstem. The brain's reward system didn't evolve for happiness but survival, driving us to constantly seek more through powerful dopamine pathways. While a smaller endorphin system provides brief satisfaction, the wanting never truly ends. This biological reality explains our compulsive phone checking despite diminishing returns. Each notification triggers the same dopamine response that once rewarded finding food or avoiding danger. Social media platforms particularly exploit this mechanism through variable reward schedules. You never know which scroll will yield the dopamine-triggering like, just as our ancestors never knew which berry bush would yield fruit. Your brain is an energy hog. Despite comprising just 2% of your body weight, it consumes 20% of your daily calories, with children's brains demanding even more. This high energy requirement creates a fundamental constraint on attention that most discussions about screen dependency overlook. Attention shifting, which screens force us to do constantly, is metabolically expensive, quickly depleting our limited neural resources. When we exceed our biological attention limits, we experience mental fatigue, reduced focus, and memory errors, that brain fog after excessive screen time. While computers can rapidly switch between processes, our brains face biological limitations. Neural processing maxes out at roughly 1,000 operations per second, compared to billions in computers. And listening to someone speak consumes about half our cognitive bandwidth. The myth that we use only 10% of our brains is wrong. We use all our neurons, just not simultaneously. For efficiency, only 1 to 16% of neurons should be active at any moment due to energy constraints. When energy demands exceed capacity, the brain slashes expenses, causing cognitive impairment. That mental exhaustion after screen time isn't weakness, it's your brain's energy budget running dry. Stanford research reveals a painful truth. Self-proclaimed multitaskers perform worse on cognitive tests, struggling with filtering information, managing working memory, and switching between tasks. Yet they maintain an inflated self-assessment, a classic Dunning-Kruger effect, where the least competent overestimate their abilities most. The consequences extend beyond personal productivity. In healthcare, doctors distracted by electronic records miss crucial patient cues. In one case, a physician's distraction by a text led to missed medication updates, causing a child's kidney failure. On streets, fombies, phone zombies, create hazards. Only 22% check for vehicles before crossing, while 30% regularly walk into objects, contributing to rising pedestrian deaths. Device distraction also disrupts collective movement. A 2021 study found that when just 8% of people in a crowd were on phones, overall movement efficiency decreased by 34%. These individuals took 18% longer to navigate routes and occupied 24% more space while walking, creating ripple effects throughout the crowd. Exactly what happens when someone blocks the sidewalk while texting. We're facing an empathy drought, partly due to digital devices delivering on-demand content. We respond to these devices socially, but this engagement lacks crucial elements of human interaction, particularly eye contact. Our Stone Age brains evolved for social cooperation, with emotional networks responding faster than reasoning networks. The human brain dedicates extensive neural space to analyzing faces, with regions projecting to the amygdala for emotional judgment. We naturally read facial expressions from childhood, yet screens neither make eye contact nor provide readable emotional cues. Harry Harlow's landmark experiments with young chimpanzees demonstrated the importance of emotional engagement and physical touch for healthy development. Modern educators observe students in digital pits of despair completing entire school days without speaking to others. Stanford research analyzing 14,000 college students found empathy declining sharply as technology use increased while narcissism rises. The consequences appear in rising rates of loneliness, anxiety, and depression as genuine human connection becomes increasingly rare. Sleep isn't passive downtime. It's when your brain performs critical work. During REM sleep, the brain makes creative connections impossible while awake, solving complex problems and integrating new information. Even minor sleep deprivation degrades mental performance for days. The bluish light from LED screens disrupts circadian patterns. Our hypothalamus is sensitive to blue light, and modern screens emit wavelengths that trick our brains into thinking it's daytime. Teenagers have naturally delayed circadian rhythms and are twice as sensitive to evening light, with laptop exposure after dusk significantly suppressing melatonin production. Sleep provides crucial brain maintenance, functioning like a cleaning crew removing toxins through the glymphatic system. During deep sleep, memories transfer from the hippocampus to the neocortex for long-term storage. Sleep pressure builds throughout wakefulness, increasing proteins associated with Alzheimer's disease and can only be relieved through quality sleep. Fighting screen distractions isn't about abandoning technology, but regaining control of your attention. Simple adjustments like reducing display intensity and adjusting color settings help minimize harmful blue light. Consider rethinking internet habits, practicing Nixon, Dutch doing nothing, immersing in nature, reading physical books, writing by hand, and avoiding screens during meals. Remember that free digital services mean you're the product. Zoom fatigue stems from speaking louder than normal, processing multiple faces simultaneously, and the strain of appearing engaged. Our brains struggle with digital communication that lacks natural conversational rhythms. Physicist Alan Lightman notes that constant digital checking prevents the essential quiet time needed for creativity and self-reflection. Silence isn't emptiness, but a mental space filled with possibility. Japanese aesthetics describe this quiet through concepts like sabi, beauty and solitude, wabi, simplicity, shibui, essence, aware, and yugen, hidden reality, with wabi-sabi representing tranquility and finding beauty in imperfection. We are the first generation navigating life with devices designed to exploit our ancient neural circuitry. This isn't about demonizing technology, but recognizing its impact on our evolutionary biology. The solution is mindful engagement that respects our biological limits. Your attention is your most precious resource, more valuable than money or time. Moments spent scrolling mindlessly are moments not invested in genuine connection, creative thought, or restorative silence. Our brains evolved for movement, face-to-face interaction, and natural environments, not today's static, isolated existence. The pandemic revealed that technology cannot substitute for genuine human connection. Our minds require downtime, our brain's bandwidth is limited, and physical presence communicates more than words. When your phone beckons, ask, "Is this serving my deeper needs, or am I serving an algorithm?" Reclaim your attention, protect your sleep, nurture relationships, and remember that meaningful human existence happens with full presence and undivided attention.